Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Dave will be along in just a moment. Retirement, your next financial chapter, taxes, income, healthcare, and the decisions that help shape your retirement future. Coming up on today's show, how taxes can quietly erode your retirement income, plus your retirement paycheck, and planning your retirement, preparing for that game plan. That's all coming up. But before we get the show started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business, and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. All right, here we go. David, welcome in. Let's get the show started with this. The retirement tax trap, how taxes can quietly erode your retirement income and what you can do about it. Let's talk about something that can have a major impact on your retirement, and it's something a lot of people don't think about until it's too late, and that's taxes. Whether you're working, you're probably thinking about taxes every time you get a paycheck, but what happens when the paycheck goes away? Where does your retirement income come from, and how much of that money are you actually going to get to keep? You could have money in a 401k, a traditional IRA, a TSP, a pension and Social Security, but those different sources of income can have a very different tax consequence attached to each one. And that's why retirement planning isn't simply about asking how much money have I saved. It's about asking how much of that money will I actually be able to spend. So, David, let's start there. When you're sitting down with someone who's approaching retirement, how important is it to look at their retirement plan through a tax lens rather than simply looking at their account balances?
That's one of the most important things, Jim. And I think that, you know, and for all your listeners out there, whether you're listening live, first of all, thank you guys. This is episode 41. We're super, super excited. Head into the fall, you know, whether you're coming home from church or, you know, you're listening on the Apple or Spotify or wherever you are, got some good stuff coming up this fall, especially with turning into the healthcare period, right? The big annual enrollment period. For a lot of retirees, looking at, you know, incomes, taxable income, that's what we're going to be talking about today. What Jim just said, and I think that that's one of the biggest questions, Jim, that we have a kind of a misrepresentation of every single day. And I think that it's not about what you have in your accounts. I think everyone always looks at what they have in their account balance. And I actually have a quick story. One of my clients the other day, you know, she's worth about $2 million. And she said, David, now that I've talked to you and I come sit down, I don't even look at my account as if I have $2 million anymore, right? Because when I'm taxed at my tax rate, or if my son's taxed at that rate, if I pass, the actual balance is so much lower than $2 million. You know, it's not even like I have $2 million. And I think many people misinterpret that, right? They max out their 401ks, you're maxing out your TSP, you're maxing out your IRAs. But what you don't realize is that when you take that money out, it's strategic to how much you take out at certain points of time, what month it is, right? What period of you know, inheritance that you got your money in, you know, where your RMD lies. So all of these things kind of go into, you know, the taxable events as understanding how to take out money and when to take it out. And I think one of the most important things for everybody to kind of understand is if you don't need it at that point, right? And it's something that you don't understand quite with your tax bracket, right? And I won't go too much into taxes, but there's certain rates or certain times when if you're married or you're not married, then you hit that certain tax bracket and everything's taxed at a higher rate. You have to be able to understand when to take out that money. And I think a lot of my clients, right, and a lot of people, they just, oh, I'll take out this amount of money when I want, or I'll, I think people don't understand that when you look at both sides of the equations, it's super, super important to understand to kind of defer those taxes at some points and then also take them out when you can, right? I mean, if you have a certain break between that 12 and 22% bracket, and let's just say that for this year, right, Social Security is taking up the majority of your taxable income, right? Maybe you're deferring your rest of your assets, or you didn't sell your house and you know, things like that. Sometimes people will say, well, I don't need anything. And I think what people are missing out on is that, hey, look, maybe we should take a little bit more now, right, than later down the road. Because if we can be taxed at the 12% bracket and not that 22% bracket, it can save you 10%. So that's just a little bit of a throw out there, right, where people kind of think, okay, David, well, why would I do that? Well, if I can save 10%, that's kind of like going to the grocery store, okay? If I can walk in a grocery store and I know that I can get my entire $200 bill and I can get 10% off, I'm going to go now. I'm not going to go 2 months from now when I don't have that sale, right? So I might load up on, I might say, hey, look, I've got the sale. I might load up on extra paper towels or extra toilet paper, you know? So that's kind of the mentality you kind of have to have when it comes to the taxable events, right, Jim? And I think that a lot of the times people are so brainwashed into keeping your money tax deferred for your entire life. Don't spend it. Don't spend it here. Don't spend it if you don't need it. But I think that being able to understand what you can take out, whether it's Roth conversions or whether it's, you know, take it out at a certain point of time. And if you don't use it, that's fine, right? If you don't use it, reinvest it.
I like how you brought up the Roth conversions there. That's where I was going next. I want to ask you, how do traditional and Roth accounts change the tax plan?
Yeah, beautiful answer. Beautiful question, Jim.
Beautiful answer from you coming up.
Beautiful answer from me is coming up, right? Okay. Coming up from me. I think that Roth conversions do change a plan. And I sit there every single day and I go over Roth conversions with each individual client. And it does not make sense for all clients, okay? And that's the one thing that I want to get out there, and I want to put it out there right now. For all you listeners out there, if you're being told that Roth conversions are the saving grace, you're wrong. Okay, they can help with certain circumstances, not with all of them. I just had a client, you know, up to 22, 24% bracket. And she's like, well, it's going to save me from taxes later. And I'm like, honey, you've got to understand this, okay? And I wish I had a whiteboard that I could go over with you guys. But I'm going to, you know, throw some numbers out there. And if you can follow me, awesome. But if you've got $100,000, okay, and you're taxed at a 20% bracket, let's just say it's an average of 20%. You've got $80,000 left, okay? But if you kept that money in that IRA or 401k and you doubled that money, right, to 200k, and you were still taxed at 20%, you're still the same amount that you would be if you had that 80k and it's doubled to 160. It'd be 160 on both sides. So you've got to stop thinking that it's going to save you taxes down the road, okay? The only way it saves you taxes down the road is if you really do get, you're taking that money out of Roth conversions in a lower tax bracket now than in the future. Okay. And that's awesome if you can do that. But many retirees are not in that place. Many retirees have pensions that are coming in. Okay. And they don't understand that, hey, I'm taking this out 22%, but I'm going to be taking it out anyways. That gap between that 22% bracket and the 24% bracket to 32% is super, super big. So you have to be able to understand that. If I'm doing Roth conversions, it has to be right on my end. And if you have any questions about Roth conversions, or you want to see on the board or see some numbers on how it would benefit you or maybe not benefit you, please give me a call. You know, I mean, we can talk to you guys. I can sit down with you and go over some numbers. Again, that's my motto to my entire career. That's what I've been doing. That's what I justify all my answers to every client is math doesn't lie. Okay. Numbers do not lie. And, you know, I think that when you look at certain financial advisors or certain financial firms, you can see the discrepancy of math and finance. And the math is left out, right? The financial part's always stayed in. But I think for a lot of you people out there in retirement, the math is way more involved now than it was back in the day, right? Because back in the day, you didn't have to spend that money. You didn't have to take out taxes, right? You didn't have to say, hey, I got to pay the IRS. You didn't have to say, hey, how much are my income bills going to be now? What do I have to make up between what I'm making compared to what I did make when I before I retired? That's all math, folks. That's not finance. That's math. That's, hey, blank minus blank equals blank for this year. Next year, blank minus blank equals blank. So I think a lot of the times we're so focused on staying in the financial realm when these wealth conversions and these traditionals and taking out money, it's all math. And you got to do numbers on it to understand how it can better benefit you, right? Whether it's using the taxes efficiently, right? You don't want to give the IRS. Nobody wants to give the IRS more than, I don't think anyone does, Jim. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to give the IRS more money than I did last year, right? So being able to maximize and being able to have a full holistic plan to be able to save that money down the road and do it now. And Roth conversions can be a way to do that, but not always, like I said. So it goes both ways, Jim. And I really would push anyone that has those questions. If you're doing Roth conversions and you haven't done the numbers, or your advisor's doing Roth conversions or hasn't done the numbers, please come in, okay? I can probably tell you if your income is pretty high, you're probably doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it the wrong way because the IRS will be indeed coming after you, right? And one important distinction too, having money and having spendable money aren't necessarily the same thing, and taxes need to be a part of the retirement income conversation before you retire, not after you retire. So if you're approaching retirement, now is a good time to find out how your portfolio might hold up during the next market downturn and how your portfolio might hold up with all of these tax implications. And if you have any questions or would like to get started on that retirement portfolio analysis, visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705. Coming up later, decisions that can determine whether your plan works. But up next, turning your savings into a reliable income stream. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We're back after this.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close.
Retirement should feel secure, not uncertain. If market swings have you feeling uneasy, you've probably heard about annuities. But what aren't they telling you? You deserve the full story. That's why we created a free guide that explains the good, the bad, and yes, even the fine print. Inside, you'll learn how annuities can create guaranteed lifetime income, what fees and surrender charges may apply, how the different types of annuities really work, and whether an annuity makes sense for you. It's clear, straightforward information so you can make a confident decision. Call AmeriLife now to get your free guide to annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print. Call 866-554-9546. That's 866-554-9546.
Silex annuities contain withdrawal charges, interest and bonus recovery, and market value adjustments that may apply to withdrawals made during the withdrawal charge period. Silex annuities are products of the insurance industry and not guaranteed by any bank nor insured by FDIC or NCUA, NCUSIF. Not a deposit, not insured by federal government agency. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Restrictions apply. May only be offered by a licensed agent. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on WCOA News Talk 104.9 with new episodes every Sunday at 10 a.m. A reminder, as we dive back into today's program, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Retirement planning isn't all about chasing the next hot investment. It's about making informed decisions. And that's why we'd like to send you a complimentary copy of our educational guide, The Good, The Bad, and The Fine Print, Understanding Annuities for Retirement Confidence. Inside, you'll learn how annuities work, the different types available, the potential benefits, the trade-offs, and the important contract details you should understand before making any decisions. There's no cost and no obligation, just straightforward information designed to help you become a more informed retirement investor. Call us today at 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com to request your free copy.
Come on down! as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right, moving on with the show. It's time to test your financial knowledge with a game called Right or Wrong. The rules are simple. I ask David a series of questions and statements, and he will tell us if my statement or question is right or wrong. And if you're listening on the radio and podcast side, watching on YouTube, feel free to play along. All right, here we go, David. In 1975, right or wrong, almost 30% of the workforce had pension benefits, but today that number has decreased to just 13.5%.
That is absolutely correct. And honestly, I thought it was going to be lower than that, Jim.
According to USA Today, by the way, I do want to
get that. Yes, yes. And you know, I'm a big proponent on bringing that up on every seminar, every person that I meet, because, and I, of course, I still ask, you know, do you have a pension? Do you have a pension? And I mean, you know, normally it's a no, right? Obviously, the numbers show it, right? It's a no, you know, almost 9 out of 10 people, it's a no. But I think that, you know, with being the way that 401ks have come about, TSBs, right, IRAs, these tax-deferred plans where employers can now contribute with tax-deferred compensations too, right? So, you know, they're putting money away and you know, that's lowering their taxes, right? So these big employers are, you know, they got to think about it. They're bringing in a couple $1 million a year. They don't want to be taxed. So to be able to put that money into, you know, a plan for the employee and being deductible from the employer's contract, right? I mean, that's huge. So obviously it became a big thing, and I think it does help, you know. I think it does help a lot, but you know, I'm a little bit different, Jim, and you know, like how my mind thinks with the numbers, and a lot of you listeners out there are probably going to go, well, David, why would you say this? I think that personally, the 401k plans and the IRAs, I just think it's, the more I look at it and the more I, you know, I dive down into it, I think it's kind of a brainwashing mechanism when you're young. I think the one good thing about it, I think we don't do, you know, and I think that the pension sides of things, I wish there was more pensions, because, and the reason why I say that is because the average retiree does not know what to do with their portfolio and how to make it justify into income, right? How to give a guaranteed income stream, how to do anything as far as using it for an income. They're listening to the financial world and the financial corporations, and the corporations are not letting them take income. They're wanting to keep the money. So it's a bias everywhere. If you think about it, if anyone's thinking about it, why would a financial corporation want your money to leave their pocketbook? They just don't. I mean, it's going to lose them money. So I feel like the entire program, right? Hey, build the 401k up, build the IRA up, and then in 30 to 40 years, we're going to help you take it out. It's like, no, that's not how it goes. They don't want you to use it, right? Because it would hurt them. So I think pensions have to. That's a definite. Hey, look, I put money in, I'm getting money out. Kind of like Social Security, right?
Yep.
But in an employer way, right? Yep. So, hey, look, you promised this pension, it's guaranteed. There's nothing going wrong with it. There's a contract. Boom, there it is. Because it's easier for people to do that rather than saying, hey, I got a big old 401k and now I took $200,000 out to pay my house off and then I pay the IRS an extra $40,000. It's like they're not smart enough to know what to do with it. And obviously I'm here to try to help, right? And that's where I, you know, every client that I meet, everybody that I sit down with, and every one of you listeners out there, you know, that's the biggest thing, is sitting down and understanding where that money is going and what it's doing for you. Because back when you had a pension, you knew, hey, look, you know, my money's going here, and guess what it's doing? It's coming right out for income. As soon as I retire, I will get paid for the rest of my entire life. And I have three options to do that, but it's all done. Now you don't have that option. Now it's, hey, here's that bucket of money that you built your entire life. And guess what? You're not going to know where it's going. You're not going to know how to invest it because the companies did it for your entire life. Right. Now you got a financial advisor that's just going to do whatever he wants with it and tell you how to use it. And how does that make any sense? I'm going to tell you how to use your money. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the financial advisor standpoint needs to be more of helping people understand how to use it, right? And letting the client choose how to use it instead of telling the client how to use it, right? I shouldn't be telling anyone how to use it. I should be helping them tell themselves how to use it.
And again, that number, 30%, according to USA Today and other sources, but that number, 30% of people back, say what, 40 years ago, 30 to 40 years ago, down to 12% is a big, big number. And that changes, in my opinion, it's a completely different retirement system for a lot of people, especially a lot of younger people, say in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s, back from what it was, of course, back in the 70s and 80s. All right, let's move on to this one here, right or wrong. And again, play along if you're listening on the radio podcast side. Right or wrong, David, you won't learn much in a first appointment with a financial professional.
Well, obviously this is wrong, you know, and I think that now, granted, I don't know about that. I might say right and wrong, depending on who you meet. I listen to some financial advisors. You know, I'm just on YouTube, and I'll you know, or on Apple or whatever, or my Facebook Reels, and some of these guys have no idea what they're talking about, and I'm just blindsided. I'm like, oh my gosh, like you literally are teaching the people who are now supposed to get into the point of retirement. You're teaching them the total wrong way. I mean, you're literally like teaching them the opposite. So I would say it's wrong with me, Jim, obviously, right? I mean, obviously, that's the first thing I want to do is sit down with someone and be able to teach them a little bit more about their money and what it can do for them. But I think that a lot of the times, too, you have to be careful on who you choose because you can, I mean, it's like going on the internet, Jim. You have five different answers on Google to one question. That's the same thing with a financial advisor, you know. Now, there's one thing that I make sure I do, and I back everything up with numbers, which, again, go back to the motto, guys, and I hope you listen to this. Numbers do not lie. If you do the math, you'll be fine, okay? Now, don't do fuzzy math. Do the real math, okay? Make sure it makes sense to you. Make sure you understand it. Make sure the numbers don't lie, right? And then you're totally fine. So yes, I think that obviously, you know, you can learn a lot from your first financial professional, but it would be bad to say that you can learn from everyone because some people are teaching the wrong things, Jim. You know, I do think that, you know, obviously, the correlation of assets and protecting your money comes into a different side of things. I think that people are, you know, a lot of advisors are biased when it comes to what they're going to do to help you because of the company teaching them to do what they do. And it is terrible to say that, but it's just true, right? I mean, if an employee gets paid to do something, they're not going to do something different, right? So if you teach them a certain way, everyone's going to learn that way. It's kind of like an instructor or a professor. If that professor teaches you a certain way, that's how you're going to do it in class. It's how you're going to do it in your homework. It's how you're going to do it in the test. It's the same thing with financial advisor with the people with them. Right. And I feel like now you're seeing more people actually move away from financial advisors and doing it themselves now, Jim, which is sad because they're realizing that it's not helping them a lot. And I think that, you know, obviously I'm here to change that and help anyone out with anything they need, but really like dig down into what they need in their retirement lifestyle. But I also think that, you know, we don't talk enough about what you can do investing without the stock market, you know. Everyone wants to leave their money in the market. And obviously it's a big plan, right? I mean, the market does great. Market's been doing great, but what happens when it doesn't, right? What happens if it does have a down year? What happens when you need to take income without that down year? You know, I did just think that we need to talk more into, how to protect your assets as a retiree, but also able to, you know, build that stable growth and compound the money that you do have. Compounding on the, you know, the higher end numbers that you have are super important in retirement. You know, 5% of $1 million is not 5% of 500 grand, right? So, I mean, you're looking at a totally different number when you have money. So I think people need to understand, which they're not being taught, how to take your assets and build them with safety and protect your principal rather than just put it in the market because the advisors and the companies want you to pay the fees. You have to be able to separate them, Jim. And you know this about me, man. I'm a big, big believer on separating growth and income. And you have to do that. If you're listening out there and there's one thing that you get out of anything that I say, any you know, any episode that we do, you have to be able to separate your growth and income. And every single time I can do the math to show you that, and, you know, and that's the best way to do it. So.
And again, if you use some help taking control of your hard-earned retirement savings, please reach out. You'd give us a call today at 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com so we can show you your options and make better decisions that will positively impact your future. By the way, we will play Right or Wrong a little bit later on as we move throughout today's show. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll be right back.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Do you want a steady stream of income for retirement? Then it's time to consider annuities. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Gone are the days when most employers offered pensions with guaranteed lifetime payouts to their workers. But what if I told you that you can build your own personal pension? It's possible with an annuity. An annuity is a financial product that provides a series of regular payments to an individual over a specified period of time, often for the rest of their life.
There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management and author of the book Annuity 360. There are several different types of annuities, including fixed, variable, and fixed indexed.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment.
While each can provide tax-deferred growth and a lifetime income stream, variable annuities put your principal at risk in the market.
If you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns.
With so many possible choices to consider, it's essential you speak to a financial advisor or professional to help you make the best decision for your future. So, are you ready to consider an annuity as part of your retirement plan? It's a key question to consider as you approach what should be your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Welcome back. If you've missed any part of today's program or want to catch up or even listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the show in podcast form, Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcasts. All right, stay with us because coming up, why understanding the trade-offs is just as important as choosing the investments themselves. But first, as we do each and every week, it's time for this week's Financial Wisdom Quote of the Week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the Quote of the Week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from American investor Warren Buffett, the legend himself. Warren says, quote, "Do not save what is left after spending. Instead, spend what is left after saving." Warren Buffett providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. I couldn't think of a better guy to start us off our fall
season. My favorite guy, Jim.
First episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline for fall 2026, almost 2027. Thank you again to Warren Buffett for that quote of the week. And a reminder, be sure to visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com and leave us your questions. We'd love to answer them right here on the air. And again, visit us at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Leave a review of the radio show, the podcast, email us, whatever. Again, retirementplanningpipeline.com. All right, moving on with the show, the healthcare wildcard, preparing for one of the retirement's biggest and most unpredictable expenses. There's another expense that can completely change the retirement equation, and that's healthcare. You can have your retirement income mapped out, you can have your investment portfolio structured properly, and you can have your Social Security all figured out. But if you underestimate healthcare costs, your retirement budget could look very different. from what you originally planned. It's not just about Medicare premiums. We're talking about deductibles, prescriptions, supplemental coverage, out-of-pocket expenses, and potentially long-term care later in life. The challenge is that healthcare is one of those expenses that can be very difficult to predict. You don't necessarily know what you'll need 10, 20, or even 30 years down the line. When you're building a retirement plan for a client, David, how do you account for something as unpredictable as future healthcare and long-term care costs?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, this is a great concept, and it's a great way to start off the season, because as plenty of you know, we've gotten one of the biggest, most hectic times of year. And I want to say this now, and you know, I can't say so much about it, but every year changes dramatically, and this year is going to change dramatically. When it comes to healthcare, when it comes to anything to do with, you know, healthcare with retirees, just like every year, it's going to be very, very hectic. Okay. And every single one of you out there should be taking care of these needs. When plans change, take advantage. Okay. And don't stick your head in the sand. Trust me, you will not want to, especially this year. Okay. We've just got to have a couple meetings, and obviously we can't say much, right, until October 1st comes up. But we've got a lot of material to give to a lot of you guys. And if there is questions at all about your healthcare, which I know plenty of you will have, please call us. We've got an entire healthcare team. My assistant does it for every single financial client that I have to make sure that you're on the best healthcare possible. I am licensed, okay, with health, with most carriers in the zip code, in any of these zip codes. So we can offer those plans, and we can make sure that you're on the right plan for yourself, because it will break the pocketbook if you're not on the right plan, if you're not taking care of it. Not just to mention that, your income. Make sure your income is you know, your taxable income, your adjusted gross income is correlating the proper way. Don't get too crazy with the income side of things, taking out money to pay off things, because once you do that, your Medicare premiums might pop up $500 a month. You're going to spend an extra $6,000 a year, okay, just on yourself paying for healthcare. So just be careful. I think that's one of the biggest things that we don't go over enough, and people that are financially stable aren't looking at enough, because healthcare is super important, Jim. When it comes to unpredictability, that's the number one thing, is healthcare rising in cost, healthcare cost in general. These plans, the government is funding these plans. These plans are funding people. They all have a different way to look at it, right? So whether it's doctor's prescriptions, where you go, with the freedom that you'd have, if you want to travel or not, how much you're paying, all these things vary. And again, I'm going to say it again, you need to take care of this, especially this year. You're going to want to call in. You're going to want to have an appointment. My assistant and a lot of people here help people at this big annual enrollment, right? You've got a month left. Prepare yourselves, okay? It's going to be crazy. You're going to get letters in the mail. Trust me, it's coming. And you're going to want that help. So again, you can reach out to me on this podcast, or reach out to me anytime, set up an appointment with us where we can go over that and help you out with that. We're not only financially, helping people. Okay. This is a big thing that I want to put out there. We help with the full retirement plan. I want you to be able to have that healthcare plan too, that correlates directly with financial. Okay. If your health is not taken care of, your wealth will not be taken care of as well. We always say, we want our clients healthy and wealthy. You can't have one without both. All right. So we got to keep both there. So make sure you're healthy. Make sure you're taking care of the health side plus the wealth side, folks. But that's one of my biggest thing. And I think long-term care costs down the road too, making sure that you're financially stable enough, financially ability, your money is growing, but you're also able to protect what's there for down the road in retirement. And that comes with long-term care, right? Okay. This is a big deal. If you have problems with long-term care, or if you're thinking about it, or you have spouses, or maybe even parents that needed that care, whether it's home health care or whether it's an institutional health care, you're going to need that, right? So make sure that's taken care of. Again, call in. We can help you. You know, sometimes the long-term care plans are way too expensive. We understand. I understand that. Okay. But there are other ways for you to really kind of look at it a different way to make sure that you're taken care of in the long-term care spectrum, just as much as the healthcare comes out with the Medicare as well. You do not want to get stuck in that whirlpool with that medical and long-term care in 5, 10 years from now. take care of it early. So, Jim, you know, that's one of my biggest points.
Yeah, and healthcare is one of those retirement expenses you can't afford to simply cross your fingers and hope it works out. Planning for the possibility of higher costs can give you far more flexibility if those costs eventually arrive. And of course, as a reminder, if you have any questions about this, healthcare, long-term care, pick up the phone, give us a call today at 850-565-1705, or you can visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com to schedule that free, no-obligation consultation. All right, coming up next, decisions that can determine whether your plan works. Take Point on Retirement. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today. Are you getting closer to retirement and wondering if your financial plan is really ready for what comes next? Retirement isn't just about having a nest egg. It's about knowing where your retirement income will come from, how Social Security fits into the picture, what taxes could look like in the future, and how you'll prepare for healthcare expenses. That's where the Retirement Planning Pipeline can help. Each week, retirement planning specialist David Pipes, the Retirement Planning Pipeline, brings practical guidance and a personal approach to some of the biggest questions facing people preparing for retirement. From retirement income and Social Security to healthcare, life insurance, annuities, and future taxes, including Roth conversion strategies. The goal is simple: help you understand your options and take the next right step. And if you'd like to take a closer look at your own retirement strategy, you can request a free retirement plan review. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to learn more and get started, or call 850-565-1705. Retirement Planning Pipeline. Practical guidance, personal connection. Retirement your way. Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Taraboka here alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Good to be with you, David, of course. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend to all of our listeners on whichever platform of your choosing. Education first, decisions second. That's what retirement planning should really be all about. There's a lot of information and misinformation about annuities today, and that's why we put together a free educational guide called The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print, Understanding Annuities for Retirement Confidence. This booklet explains the different types of annuities, how they may fit into a retirement income strategy, and just as important, the limitations, trade-offs, and contract details you should know before making any decisions. We believe informed people make better financial decisions. So if you'd like your complimentary copy, simply give us a call, pick up the phone, dial 850-565-1705, or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. There's no cost, no obligation, and it's yours free for listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right, it's time once again to test your financial knowledge with a game called Right or Wrong. And the rules are simple. I ask David a series of questions and statements, and he will tell us if my statement or question is right or wrong. And if you're listening on the radio and podcast side, watching on YouTube, maybe, feel free to play along. All right, David, here we go with our first statement. Right or wrong regarding legacy planning, life insurance can only be used as a death benefit and provides no other features unless the policyholder dies.
This is actually wrong. And I think a lot of people out there, you know, misinterpret this, because life insurance, that's their main purpose, obviously, right, is to cover those losses of a death or a loved one that's, you know, whether it's income, whether it's, you know, assets that need to be paid off, liabilities. But I think that one thing people miss out on is that life insurance is big for other things, for other estate planning purposes. One is long-term care. There's a lot of long-term care plans that basically the life insurance lets you actually use that death benefit, right, while you're living. It's called a living benefit, okay? If you have any problem with long-term care, right, or you need money for maybe some home health care or an institution, it gives you access to that money, which is super important to understand. We have a lot of companies that do that. The other thing that I think that, you know, we don't really look into much is, you know, what long-term care, you know, can do as far as afterlife insurance, right? And I want to go over that a little bit later as well. But, you know, with life insurance and the way that, you know, we've got it built into tax-free retirement programs and for income, okay, there's ways that life insurance can actually give you tax-free income, all right? And whether it's the loans from the policy or whether it's from, you know, the actual cash value itself or paid-up policies, you want to look into this, okay? Because, you know, I think that at a certain age and at a certain time when you want that income, sometimes it's better to take it out from there than actual taxable events. But yes, it is totally wrong, Jim. Life insurance has so many ways to use it.
All right, very good. Right or wrong? Statement number two, I can write a will on a napkin and it will be considered a legally binding document. I just want to say before you say right or wrong, this is how I know this almost for fact. This is how David, and I don't know if the audience knows this either. This is how Major League Baseball general managers in the 80s and 90s used to make trades in the offseason. They literally would write down the proposed trade on a napkin, exchange the napkins, and then make the trade. We've come a long way. Anyway, I want to say that again. Right or wrong, I can write a will on a napkin and it'll be considered a legally binding document.
Well, if you can make trades on a napkin, I'm sure you can write a will, right, Jim? That's absolutely right.
That's a trick statement. Red is right.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and you know, it's kind of crazy. Everybody out there is going, what the heck? That makes no freaking sense, right? But no, technically, no, I don't recommend it at all. But technically, it's legally binding, you know, and it's, you know, no one's going to do it, and I hope you don't, okay? There's a lot of circumstances around it. But technically, yes, you can write a will, all right, on a napkin to state what you want, where you want your money to go to in your estate. And again, okay, bad question, Jim, because now I'm telling everyone it's right to do it. No, do not do that. Go get a will. Not write it on a napkin, all right?
It may be technically correct, but is it a good idea?
Just like those trades that they did back in the day.
That's right. It might not be the greatest idea. All right. Finally, right or wrong, the only way for me to leave my heirs a tax-free inheritance is with life insurance.
This is absolutely wrong. Okay. And people, I want to hit on this a good little bit because I think people misinterpret what the meaning of tax-free is. Okay. One big thing that I'm seeing now with a lot of clients is that people are trying to fund a Roth IRA or give life insurance, and people are pushing this down their throats when it costs something, okay? I don't know how people haven't been taught this, but really any asset that is being passed down to an heir that's accumulating in value that's not a qualified fund, right? That's not an IRA or that's not a 401k. You have a stock or if you have real estate, okay? Those assets are a stepped up cost basis when they're inherited. Okay. So if I have 100 shares of Tesla stock and I have, let's just say that those 100 shares have gained $100,000 over the lifetime that I've had them. All right. And I die. And let's just say that my kid inherits that stock of Tesla. Okay. He does not owe taxes on that gain from the period that I made my purchase to when I died. All right. All that tax is tax free. Okay. You get a stepped up in cost basis. And I think this is a big thing to do when people aren't taking out their IRAs or 401ks, or people are wanting to fund life insurance and pay for life insurance or do Roth conversions and all that. It's like what you don't understand is that there's ways for you to actually invest your money, okay, and still pass down inheritance without paying taxes on it. All right. People aren't understanding that though, Jim. And I think it's a big miss. It's a big, you know, miss in the society nowadays because we're looking at IRAs and we're saying, okay, well, they're going to pay taxes on it anyways, right? Well, if you can take the income now and at a lower bracket, right, and then invest in something to where you don't have to pay the taxes in the future, right? That is super, super important. Right now, you're constantly paying the taxes on it if it's in an IRA or not, right? Or if you sell the property or you sell the stock, you're paying capital gains. So I think people don't understand certain ways to do that, and they want to go towards life insurance only. And it's like, look, life insurance you have to pay for, okay? Use something you don't have to pay for that you can actually invest in.
All right. Well, great job there, David. Let's move on with our final segment of today's show, the retirement game plan, decisions that can determine whether your plan actually works. And we've talked about taxes. We've talked about creating retirement income. We've talked about healthcare. So now let's all put those pieces together, because retirement planning isn't one decision. It's a series of decisions that all interact with one another. They all work in conjunction with each other. So when should you retire? When should you claim Social Security? How much should you withdraw? How much should your investments be allocated? How should they be allocated? How much should you keep in reserves? And how do taxes and healthcare fit into this big picture? You could make a good decision in one area and potentially create a problem somewhere else. And that's why the final piece of retirement and that retirement puzzle is actually having a game plan, one that looks at the entire picture rather than making each financial decision in isolation. So, David, if you had to sit with someone across from you who was 5, 6, I don't know, even 2 years, 6 months away from retirement, say, what are the 5 decisions you would want that person to have a clear answer on before they walk out the door?
Great question. I think number one is when to take Social Security. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one. Okay. And why I say that is because, you know, as soon as they retire, they should be taking Social Security immediately. Okay. So that's number one. Get it out of the way. Client comes in, hey, look, when are you retiring? When you want to retire? Blank. Number two is their income gap. What is their income gap of what they want to live off of? Normally, it's what they're making, okay, before they retire. So if someone's making $100,000 a year and now they are retiring and their Social Security is $40,000 a year, their income gap is 60. I want every client to understand that income gap, where it's at, what it's about, and how we can, you know, replace that income. Okay. So that's number two. Okay. So again, number one, Social Security. Number two is income gap. What are we losing in income? All right. Number three, I would have to say is going to be debt. Okay. What's your debt? Because this debt is going to determine how much money that they're going to be using of that income for that debt. And why I say that is because any retiree should, if they have debt, okay, should be able to live a luxurious, to them, right? I would say that not luxurious. I'd say more of a comfortable lifestyle in retirement. No one wants to retire worrying about how much money that they're going to spend. Okay, I don't want to retire worrying about if I can retire or if I can't. I mean, especially someone that's 60, 65, 70 years old saying to themselves, man, do I still have to work? We don't want that. Okay. So we want you to be more than comfortable. Okay. I want you to be more than comfortable sitting down and going over your finances. So debt, that's that big question. Hey, look, okay, how much debt's in there, right? What are your fixed expenses, right? Car payments, if you have any, house payments, if you have any, right? And then after that, we're going to look at assets. Okay. What assets do you have producing? Do you have rental properties? Okay. Do you have other assets that are generating income? All right. 401ks, IRAs. Okay. That way, now we've got those 4 questions out of the way. We've got what we can look at as now we can kind of substitute and put the plan in to really look at those 4 things that you need and give them supplemental help. Because with all those things together intertwined, that's how we create the plan. The plan can't be created without those 4 questions. Okay. The last thing that I would say, number 5, and this is, again, this is, I could put a bunch of different things in this place. But I would definitely go with number 5 of what did you want, you know, in retirement that you don't think you could have. Okay. And why that's so important is because I don't think a lot of people are confident enough to think that they can have that. And I want to be able to help my client have that. Some clients say, hey, I want to be able to travel and see my grandkids every quarter, every 3 months. Some clients say, hey, I want to cruise every 6 months, right? Some clients will say, hey, I want to be able to pay off my house in 2 years. So there's all these different, and that last question is kind of what leads me into what I can plan for the client, because that shows me their goals and what they want. And nothing's more satisfactory than when you are able to accomplish your goal. And if your retirement goal is that, that is the first thing that I think about. And is the first thing that I say, hey, when you sit down at night, you're going to go, hey, my financial advisor or my retirement planner helped me accomplish the goal that I've had for years and that I didn't think that I could do. Okay. So those are the five things, Jim. And I think they're all super important things, but I think that, they all have different answers. And that's why I love meeting clients so much, is because everyone's going to have different correlations. Everyone's going to have different questions for me. Everyone's going to want different things. So being able to know the client, understand what they want, and then being able to assess those goals and needs, and then make them money where they want to make money. Give them the income. That's very, very important. Give them the income that they need or want, maybe even a little bit more, right, to make them comfortable in their transition.
And that's really the message we want you to take away from today's retirement planning pipeline. Retirement isn't one big financial decision. It's a collection of decisions that have to work together. Your taxes, your income, your investments, your health care, and your Social Security all have to fit into the same game plan. And the earlier you understand how those pieces fit together, the more options you potentially have when it comes time to make those decisions. If you're getting closer to retirement and wondering whether you have really saved enough, we can help you put some real numbers behind that question. Give us a call today at 850-565-1705 or visit us on the web at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Get started today and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. And if you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content as well. Thanks for listening. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Charles David Pipes is an individually licensed and appointed agent. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV-2A Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Brookstone. Indexed or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.
Well, the job market these days can be tough for anybody, but especially older workers, really concerned about either losing their job and then having to find a new one in a tough job market, or, you know, other concerns within the workplace. And AI is increasingly becoming a part of that workplace, including finding a new job. Well, joining me to talk more about that is Carly Roskowski with AARP. She is the VP of Financial Resilience Programming there. Hi, Carly. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks so much for having me today.
No problem. Thanks so much for being a part of the discussion here. And it's a very important one. I mean, well, first of all, as we kind of set the sort of baseline, I guess, for our conversation, what are people saying about their concerns about either, you know, losing a job, finding a new job at a certain age? I know that you all have some new research that kind of delves into that.
Yes, we do. And the labor market is quite challenging right now. Many people who have jobs are staying put. We're calling that sort of job hugging. You might have heard that term. So older workers who have been laid off or those who retired and want to go back to work may have more difficulty finding a job than they have in the past during this current climate. Our recent research shows that about a quarter of the older workers we surveyed are concerned about losing their job within the next year. And more than two-thirds, about 67% of older workers, believe it would be difficult to find a new job right now.
Yeah, wow. It really is a concern, obviously, for a lot of folks then. And so, you know, I mentioned AI there. You know, it's sort of taking over our lives a bit. And I think it's gone from maybe this sort of like scary unknown thing to just this sort of tool that we're all using in one way or another. How are workplaces, especially in the job search or the candidate search, if you're, you know, talking about the company's position there, like the candidate search part of things, how are they using that? And I guess as a follow-up to that, how can candidates for jobs actually use that to their advantage?
Yeah, so the job market has changed dramatically in recent years, with AI playing a much bigger role, both on the employer side and the job seeker side. So we encourage older workers to embrace this technology, including AI, and use it to help with their job search. You can use it to help write your resume and cover letters. It can also provide information or research on the companies that you're interested in or you're applying to. And it can even predict the types of questions that may be asked during an interview.
Wow. And so, you know, what are some tips that you may have for older job seekers who are either, you know, updating their resume, maybe looking at using different AI tools to either help with that or other aspects of the job search process?
Job seekers should focus on making sure that their resume highlights their skills and experience and not their age. So we recommend your resume be no more than 2 pages long, focus on your recent experience, include your credentials, but you don't have to include your graduation dates, take off your street address, and maybe ditch that old AOL or Hotmail email address for a more modern service like Gmail. But we also talk a lot about making sure that your resume includes industry-specific terms or keywords straight from the job descriptions that you're applying to, because some employers are using AI-based tools to do an initial review or scan of candidates. And if you have these keywords or specific terms, it can improve your chances of making it past those sort of first digital gatekeeper rounds.
Yeah. Boy, talk about the changes in the workplace and in the job seeking area. It really is crazy how things do evolve over time. And, you know, I mean, as we talk about older workers and folks going either going back to the workplace or just being in the workplace for a long time and bringing that experience to the table, AARP, I know, often really highlights the benefits that come with that. You know, people of different generations are working together. What does that look like right now in 2026?
Yeah, there are 5 generations in the workplace today, which is fantastic. And we see, and research shows, that multi-generational teams bring together different perspectives, different skill sets, and different ways of solving problems. We hear from younger workers that collaborating with older colleagues provides them opportunities to learn new skills and contributes to maybe a more productive work environment. Our recent research shows that 90% of all workers enjoy working with people of different ages.
Yeah. I often have enjoyed that as well. Like just getting that when I was younger, like, you know, getting that experience and all of that just from people who have been there and done that in the workplace, I always thought was just so helpful. And really, they really do just bring a lot to the work that they do. And along those lines, what resources are out there for, you know, from AARP, I should say, for older Americans who may be looking for work right now?
Job seekers can go to aarp.org/work to find expert advice, tools, resources, including AARP and Indeed's job search platform, which offers thousands of curated job listings, help with your resume, and interview prep.
Very good. Well, we will direct our listeners in that, well, direction. Carly Ruskowski is VP of Financial Resilience Programming at AARP. Carly, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Have a wonderful day.